This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
American troops are on the way out of Afghanistan, but the Washington Post reports that much of their gear, some $7 billion worth, won't be coming home with them. In fact, a lot of it is being sold for scrap metal. Marketplace's David Gura joins us live from Washington. Good morning, David.
Hey, Mark.
So we're seeing these images of these, all this high-tech equipment, the metal just kind of being pulled apart and essentially going to be sold by the pound. I mean, how much is this stuff actually going to go for when it all comes down to it?
Yeah, I'm hearing pennies on a pound, Mark, so even cheaper than cheap ground beef, if you can believe it. If you were to add all this up.
That's like pork shoulder prices, I think.
In some corners of the world, yes. If you were to add it all up, the U.S. military has about $35 billion worth of equipment in Afghanistan. And right now, the plan is to bring home just one-fifth of all that. So I know what you're thinking, and that is, we've spent all this money. Why not bring all this stuff back to the U.S.? And, you know, for one thing, to pack it up and to ship it back here would be extremely expensive. We're talking billions of dollars here. I talked to David Berteau at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, and he told me there's another reason that the military isn't eager to bring everything back.
We have a lot of specialized equipment that's mostly valuable only in this kind of terrain and under these kinds of circumstances.
And one example of that, he says, is this thing called an MRAP, Mark. That's a mine-resistant, ambush-protected vehicle. And that's something that's been very useful in Iraq and Afghanistan, but probably wouldn't be as useful in other parts of the world.
And there's an awful lot of metal in it, so apparently that's what it's going to be chopped up and sold for. Now, people will hear all this and say, well, look, there are Afghan forces. We are supposed to be handing over security to them. Why not give them all this very good equipment? Just explain why it's not quite so easy as doing that.
Yeah, he said, you know, a lot of this equipment, David Berteau told me a lot of this equipment is complicated. It needs to be maintained. And when you look at Afghanistan today, this country just doesn't have the infrastructure, the capability to do that. It doesn't have the kind of workforce they'd need, Mark, to keep all this heavy equipment up and running.
Okay, Marketplace's David Gura in Washington. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mark.